when we come to that part with the vacuum, it's concerning the conscious energy. Earlier, we had worked on drawing the active elements from the air to build up the sensitive energies. That's a very different action because the sensitive energies are a lower level of energy than the conscious energy. So we have more ability to control it. So we can sort of reach out directly with our attention into the air or pay attention to where the air is coming in through our nose and that action separates the active elements from the air, releases those shimmering particles of energy from the air. When it comes to the conscious energy, it's a whole different thing because that's kind of where we are. It's not below us. It's kind of equal. We can't reach out with our attention so easily. Maybe you can, but I don't think it's so easy to do, to reach out with your attention and draw it in, to concentrate it in yourself. So we take a different approach, and that's of attracting it into us by creating this vacuum within it, within us. And how to do that? It just takes some experimentation. You're making a hole, not a hole which is an empty space, an empty area within your core. And that can draw that energy into you. And in the end, you feel that it is some more concentrated in you. You're more, even more awake than you were before. And it also has, working with that vacuum has a deeper benefit. And that is that it's kind of a vacuum within your ego as well. No ego in that. It's an emptiness. So that is another way of preparing for the next stage of the exercise which we come to. Another way to look at the whole arc of this exercise is that it's shifting from a subjective viewpoint to a global or objective one, where we're not just here within ourselves, within our body, but we become the whole, the greater.